Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Hey, welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Well, before we begin, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. Wherever you are, sit comfortably with your hands open on your lap and your feet uncrossed. If you're driving, just pay attention to the road and just use this as a breathing exercise. But if you can, sit down and relax. Go ahead and close your eyes and just begin to breathe with me. Breathing in, allowing your chest and your belly to expand, take in the maximum amount of your breath. Filling your heart, filling your head, filling your whole body with pure oxygen. And as you exhale, let go of any tension you feel, allowing your neck to relax, your shoulders to relax, your hands to be heavy on your lap. This time as you breathe in golden sunlight. Pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. And as you exhale, let go of any tension you feel. This time as you breathe in love. Pure love. Fill your heart with love, your head with love, your arms, your legs, your whole body with love. And as you exhale, let go of fear, let go of any tension you feel anywhere in your body. This time as you breathing in light, breathing in love, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment in gratitude. Thinking of a person, a place, something somebody said to you recently, whatever you feel complete gratitude for. Feel the joy of feeling that gratitude and fill your heart and your soul and your body with gratitude. And as you exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Today, the topic is going to be feel it to heal it. So we are living in a time period of just, it seems so many natural disasters. It seems like every time we open our newspaper, there's a calamity. There's somebody who has taken their rage out on society in such a horrible, destructive way, causing our world to be grief-stricken on so many levels, whether it's a Mother Nature event of a fire, as we've seen in Northern California lately, or hurricanes, storms, tsunamis, earthquakes, or a gunman. We have been besieged as a culture, as a world culture, of been besieged with incidents of crisis. And I know when the fires were going on here, we were reminded every morning when we woke up of the horrible smoke, but it was hard to just go about your life and to live knowing that there were so many people that were hurting, so many families that were going through such tremendous loss, so many families uprooted, and people that couldn't escape, people who had perished in those fires, in those flames. And I just remember thinking, wow, I'm feeling such heaviness of my heart and knowing that these people are suffering and there's nothing I can do but pray, but pray that those firemen find the strength, and which they always seem to do, and the courage and the endurance to put out that fire. And they did, but at great loss and great heartbreak of many. But I'm reminded of how we band together as a culture, how we band together as a community, and we do what we can, and we do what we can to support people in need. And that is one of the beautiful things that comes out of such a horrid tragedy, is that the community, the greater community, the Bay Area community, the communities around all the storms that happened this past summer, that the communities can band together and help one another. That's how we can come together. But the other way that each of us can do our part of healing in the world is not to deny our feelings, but to go ahead and feel it and heal it. That we live in a culture that wants to numb out to our feelings, that we can't handle the depth of pain that we feel. But the truth is, you can handle it. You can use that feeling to awake up, to awaken deeper to more life. We can always awaken more deeply to life, to having a love affair with life. And the way we get there is that we have to move through our feelings of sorrow. We have to allow those feelings to wake us up. We have to allow those feelings to tell us that life is temporary. All of life is temporary. Everything in it is temporary. When you look at the pictures of the Northern California fires and you see the ashes and you see how a home that once stood and held a family and all of their possessions and their memories and everything in it is destroyed and it's returned to the earth in such a profound way. In the same way that each of us will return to the earth, none of us will escape that. At different times, we'll return home to the earth. But our time now is to live. And I'm reminded of Joseph Campbell on some Bill Moyer interview that he did just really shortly before he died, maybe a year before he died, I think. But he said, you know, that what suffering does is, yes, we feel heartache. Yes, we feel like we're going to die. But by God, we feel. By God, we feel. And that is what it means to be alive. The more that we can feel, the more alive we are. So don't shun your feelings. Don't sweep them under the rug. Go ahead and feel them. Cry if you need to, shout if you need to, but get them out and feel them and allow that sorrow that you feel sometimes to penetrate your heart, to open your heart, to awaken you to humanity, to awaken you to the suffering in humanity. Because as you awaken to the suffering, you will also awaken your joy and you will return to joy. This too shall pass. It always does. And so it is. I'd like to thank you for listening to the podcast. It's a short one today, but I wanted to remind you to awaken to your life, feel it to heal it, and namaste to all of you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. Visit ChristineCarlson.com to receive 30 days of Don't Sweat wisdom delivered to your inbox. And remember to subscribe to this podcast now to receive Don't Sweat wisdom from Chris every week.